إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in several places in the Quran about this life of this world, and he said, إنما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah said that the life of this world is nothing but deception, nothing but متاع الغرور. Now, the issue is that when life is like this, how do we decide when we are faced with conditions, whether these conditions are good or bad? How do we decide whether this is the rahmat of Allah or whether this is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The actual punishment is somewhere else, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the issue of warning by sending a taste of the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydi nasi liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarjun. Allah said that the fasad, which is the trials and tribulations and difficulties which are spread on the face of the earth, are a result of the actions that come out from the hands of people. We are the architects of our own fate. We are the architects of our own conditions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these difficulties don't come because Allah likes to trouble somebody. It does not come because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to torture somebody. They come to give you a taste of the actual punishment. So there is a problem which we are creating. This problem actually has a punishment, but Allah gives a taste of it. That is not the full punishment, some taste of it. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that you can return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can make tawbah and save yourself from the big punishment, which is in the akhirah. So we know these are the situations. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. I won't go into the translation and the tafsir of this whole ayat, obviously. But in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also trials and tribulations. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Also trials and tribulations. But these trials and tribulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them as these are given to people who, when they face them with sabr, when they face them by saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates their darajat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his rahmah and maghfirah on these people. So on the face of it, both are trials and tribulations, both are difficulties. But one difficulty is the result of sin, and the other difficulty comes in order to raise the darajat of a person. So how do we decide when we are faced with difficulties? How do we decide what to do? And how do we decide why this difficulty has come? And how do we decide what to do? Deciding what to do is fairly simple. In the face of any difficulty, the first thing to do is tawbah. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Musa, Nuh alayhi salam said, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, He is the one who forgives. So any difficulty, irrespective of whatever you may consider to be the reason for it, the first and foremost thing to do is to make tawbah and istighfar. Nobody is free from sin. Nobody is free from doing something wrong. Therefore, thing to do is to make tawbah or istighfar and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to decide on why something has happened, very easy way of deciding is to look at our own lives and see what is predominating in our life. Is sin predominating in our life, or is good predominating in our life? Now, I'm not saying merely out of inkisar or out of humility to say that, no, you see, I'm a sinful person. I'm not saying that. I'm saying take actual stock. Of course, we are all sinful. There's no doubting that fact. But at the same time, actually take stock of our own lives. Let us take stock of our life and say that, leaving aside the issue of ikhlas, in the action, the issue of the acceptance before Allah, at least is the action there? For example, is my salah, am I praying? I mean, if you are not praying, there is no question of ikhlas because you are not even praying. So at least a bad prayer do you have? I mean, do you have some salah? Because if you have no salah, if for salawat, if you are not praying at all, then where is the question of any ikhlas or any? Sometimes people have this figment of imagination where they think, no, but you see, there's one action I'm doing which Allah likes. There's no need to fool yourself. The faraid are faraid. If you are not doing the fard, then don't fool yourself that there is some action you are doing which is so beloved to Allah that He will forgive all your fard. Allah can forgive anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put Firaun and Shaddad and Haman in Jannatul Firdaus. Nobody can stop Allah. We are not talking about that. We are saying what are the usul which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us. And the usul that Allah mentioned is haram is haram, halal is halal. So make sure that we are not indulging in something which is haram. And faraid are faraid. The fard has to be fulfilled. Everything else, nawafil, come after the fard. So if somebody is praying tahajjud all night and he does not pray Salatul Fajr, then wallah alam, that tahajjud, what is the status of that tahajjud? I do not say it is accepted or not accepted. That's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But definitely that person cannot sit content and say that I prayed all night. No, your prayer of all night is no comparison and it has no status before this 2 rakat of fard salah that you prayed in the masjid. This has more value and this has more acceptance before Allah than all the other nafil that you might do. You can pray, you can read Quran all night, but if you are not praying the Salatul Fajr, then there is a problem. So we have to look at our own lives and say, take stock and say, what is the level of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the faraid? And then take the further step further. First part is, I'm giving you an example of salah. First part is, am I praying? Second part is, am I praying, if I'm a man, am I praying it in the masjid? Because this is also part of the fard, that you pray the salat in the masjid by jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the ability and the facility and so on to do it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, are we doing that? Next one, after the faraid are over, the next one is the sunnah. Is to again take stock and say, how much of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do I have in my life? Now, obviously, nobody is 100% perfect. Nobody can say that my whole life, everything is exactly according to the sunnah. But to the extent possible, am I following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Am I deliberately breaking or going against the sunnah or not? This much of stock, I believe, we should take. So, as far as haram and halal is concerned, as far as the faraid are concerned, and as far as adhering to the sunnah is concerned, this is the minimum program. This is the absolute minimum program. Beyond this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then let us look at more sunnah in our lives. Let us look at the nawafil and let us look at doing something which is beyond the realm of these three. But minimum program is these three things. What is haram and halal? What is fard? And what is the sunnah? This has to be in our lives. Then inshallah, then we make tawbah and istighfar and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow we'll see inshallah more about this issue of mata'ul ghurur. But today inshallah this is enough to say that let us take stock of our lives and see how much of this we are doing. Because that is very, very critical and important. Because all trials and tribulations and so on and so forth, to understand why they happen and also to get out of them, to get out of the difficulty, it's very important that we follow the guidelines that have been given to us in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.